The Ramen Noodle is produced and sponsored by D. Joseph Design from djosephdesign.com, where you can get website design, presentation design, website hosting, domain registration, all sorts of cool services. D. Joseph Design from djosephdesign.com. You have a message that deserves to look great. Make your next message look or sound great by hiring D. Joseph Design from djosephdesign.com. Mention the podcast and you'll get 10% off. Just do the math yourself and figure out how much that means you'd save by hiring D. Joseph Design. The Ramen Noodle is also brought to you by...
Space Turtle.
It's time for the Ramen Noodle episode number 26, April Fools. Welcome to another seasoning packet of comedy to flavor your day. I am the mac and cheese because I'm a bachelor this week and that is my meal of choice. Also known as Charlie from Cross-Driven Radio. And on today I'm joined by...
Meow, Space Turtle, and also known as Justin Lomester from the internet.
And we are taking over the Ramen Noodle today. The theme, April Fools. And you can join his show regularly live every Monday at 8 o'clock Eastern at theramennoodle.com/live.
And this show is also brought to you by Loud Children.
Loud Children, which... there's probably going to be in the Ramen Noodle's future one of these days.
So yeah, in about nine months. Well, he's getting married.
In September.
Oh, September, this March, April, May. So that's what, 5 months from now?
Yeah, 5 months.
6 months, six and nine. So like 15 months, he's probably going to end up with like five kids all of a sudden out of nowhere. Through some freak accident. Well, it wouldn't be an accident, but...
I wonder if he would name them like chicken and pork and beef.
Yeah, and then if you go to the Asian stores, they have like a million other flavors like curry. I like the curry ones.
Oh, if it was curry, it would have to have like the blonde spiked mullet and and wear black leather and be on MTV.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember his podcast intro. Transmitters. So
let's take a, the hounds.
So let's take a look at the Ramen Noodle chat room, see if anybody's there.
Well, we got 543 people in the chat room. I think that's better than when the real people are doing the show. I don't know what that means, but
that just goes to show that, you know, sometimes the chat room is bigger than the show could be.
Yeah, and they didn't even know that we just like started and everyone showed up out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's kind of a bonus. And hey, you people in the chat room, take a look at this. That is my mac and cheese dinner for tonight.
Oh, that looks good. We had some kind of butterfly shrimp. I didn't see any butterflies in it.
I was going to say, that's butterfly shrimp and chicken fingers. I just don't.
Yeah.
I've never seen a chicken finger. Have you?
Maybe one time I was driving in country roads and I kind of passed a chicken on the road and I think he gave me a chicken finger.
Oh, I'm not sure. Yeah. It's like the Filet-O-Fish guy on from McDonald's.
Yeah.
Give me back that filet of fish. Give me back that filet of fish. Give me that fish. What if it were you hanging up on this wall? If it were you in that sandwich, you wouldn't be laughing at all.
I was out in Idaho one time, and I saw a buffalo chicken there. That was pretty weird looking.
buffalo chicken? It's like a so you've been crossbreeding chickens and buffaloes?
Yeah, exactly. It was this big old buffalo, and it had like a little tiny chicken head.
That is weird. I've heard about a chicken cow before, but not a buffalo chicken.
Well, you know, out in Idaho, you never know what you're going to see out there.
Yeah, you never know what's looking at you because there's all those potatoes with the eyes. They're always...
I know, that kind of creeps me out, all those eyes on the potatoes.
Huh?
They're wondering, I wonder what I look like with like 6 or 7 different eyes.
Yeah, and like all over the place. So you like, you could sit down and you'd be like sitting on one of your eyeballs. It'd be weird.
And it's like, you know, somebody else comes along and they don't like to see your eye. And then I wonder if it's painful if they snap off one of your eyes.
That would hurt. Or maybe if they just attacked you with a potato peeler, just dug it in there and pulled it right out.
I don't know if I could handle that.
But on the plus side, if somebody buries you, you'll be able to, your eyes will grow out and you can like grow copies of yourself.
Yeah, the one thing good about a potato though is, you know, they grow in the ground, so it's pretty dark. So I think I'd be able to get some nice peace and quiet sleep underground there.
Yeah, so some kid pulls you out and starts jamming a potato gun in you and shooting bits of you at his brother or something.
Yeah, and then you get these people who are trying to do these science experiments and sticking toothpicks in either side of you to see if you can grow a root. I'll bet that's painful.
Or they stick wires in you, next thing you know, you're telling time it's a potato clock.
That's very funny to me. Y'all ain't laughing, though.
Now it's time for the Random Noodle Update. So, Justin, what is your update for this week?
Well, last night I put up a PDF of a story I wrote called Send In. It's on my website, which is thespaceturtle.com. You can see it. There's a button for it right on the top of the page. It's $2, and it's suspenseful. There's action. And there's, I can't tell you too much about it because it's kind of one of those stories where you have to kind of wonder what's going on, and then you find out, and then you probably either love the story or hate it. But everyone I know who's read it seems to like it, so. Or they were just saying that because they're my friends.
So is your next one going to be about ramen noodle with a black belt?
Could be. I might be able to work that in.
That would be pretty cool to see. Although
maybe like some scientist pours water or like chemicals into the water, and a guy's going camping, and he cooks some ramen noodles with that water, and eats it, and becomes like a kung fu ninja mutant.
Oh, that's awesome. I would buy that. I would buy that book. That would be, you can find that on bmovies.com. That would be, that
totally
would translate well into a movie.
Yeah, it would. There definitely, or maybe the Sci-Fi Channel.
Oh, yeah. Those are
top quality movies there. So. Yeah. What about your update? What have you got?
Well, I am 2 weeks away from launching my brand new website.
Did you reskin it?
I am actually trying to copy off what D. Joseph Design by djosephdesign.com and do my own website design, trying to put him out of business. But
okay.
This one is all about WordPress. It's going to be have blog articles, and it's going to be a podcast as well. And I'm excited about that one. Should be pretty good.
Nice. Are you going for just the standard blog layout, or are you going for like the magazine type that's been going around?
No, it's pretty much a standard layout. I don't know that I have enough stuff to put in a magazine type. You gotta have a lot of content for that. This is going to have a lot of content, but it's going to be more structured and in one or two categories rather than the six or seven that it takes to put on a successful magazine type website.
That makes sense. Yeah. Do you have anything on there to, like, when you update, will automatically send it to Twitter and everything?
Yeah, I'm going to, it's going to do that every time I put a post up. And I put the first podcast up. The second one is going to be up this week. Next week, it'll be in iTunes. And then in 2 weeks, it will be out there and updated every three times a week. So
nice.
Excited about that. And that was this week's Random Noodle Update.
Was that in your girl voice?
Huh?
Was that in your girl voice?
My girl voice.
Yeah, on the show he's always talking about Daniel's girl voice, so.
Oh.
I thought I'd throw that in there.
No, well, when you have a deep voice like I do, girl,
yeah,
it just doesn't sound very good.
Yeah, I thought it was really funny in my head.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm cracking up, but it's on the inside. Okay. Trying to keep with the ramen noodle theme here, it's time for the weekly noodleism.
No way.
What happened?
Oh boy, this is going to be good, I can tell.
Noodleism. What's the noodleism for today?
The noodleism for today, I am going old school. I'm going back to the playground in elementary school. I'm going liar, liar, pants on fire.
That rhymes.
It does. I actually have a friend of mine, and his email address is Maya. His name is Jeremiah, and his email is Maya Maya. Pretty funny. What do you make of liar, liar, pants on fire?
Well, I think when someone says that, you should set your pants on fire. Or if you think they're lying, set their pants on fire while you're saying it. Because otherwise, why are you talking about their pants being on fire?
Yeah, and you could get, like, the guy from American Idol. Pants on fire, pants on fire. Liar, liar, liar with the pants
with your
on
pants
fire.
On fire.
I don't nice. Watch American. Heard? I don't watch American Idol, but I know that. That's how sad is that?
Yeah, that's actually probably the best thing to come out of it this season. I don't watch it either, but I've seen that. Did you hear my remix? Well, not remix, but my I worked with Mick Bourdais from someotherscotland.com, and we wrote Kilts on the Ground because for the 100-word story. On the 100-word stories podcast, the topic was kilts. So we just Scottishified it and made it about kilts.
Oh, you got to do it.
Oh, well, let's see. I don't have it. Well, yeah, I can get it. Now, I had him record it because he's actually from Scotland.
Uh-huh.
But I can do my bad attempt at Scottish accent. Just to say it.
I've heard it. I've heard it. It's pretty good. Mine sounds like a poor man's Billy Connolly. Yours is pretty good.
Kilts on the ground, looking like a numpty with your kilts on the ground, with a dram in your gub, time a shanter turns sideways, kilts hit the ground, call yourself a big yin, looking like an idiot, walking in the highland with your kilts on the ground, get it up, hey, get your kilts off the ground, looking like a numpty, buzzing away with your kilts on the ground, get it up, yeah, get your kilts off the ground, looking like a numpty with your kilts on the ground.
That's awesome. I got to give you a hand for that one.
That actually sounded like two hands, or can you clap with just the one?
I tried that, but it didn't work too well.
I think if you had long enough fingers and, you know, they were limber enough, you could probably see. This is with one hand. It's not very loud, though. And I look like I have a spasm problem. But
That's awesome. That was my phone going off.
No, I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
Turn your phone up more so you can hear it.
Yeah. I have Seventh Day Slumber on my ringtone.
Oh, nice.
Who do you have on your ringtone?
I just have the sounds that come with the phone because I can't put my own on here. And it's like $2 for a ringtone for like 30 seconds of a song when like $1 on iTunes is a whole song. So I heard it there. I heard something.
That's my house phone. Hold on a second. Hey, can I call you back? I'm recording. Okay, I'll call you right back. Bye. Okay.
I like it when people answer their phones on podcasts. It's it. Have you seen the Rush Hour movies?
I saw the first one.
Yeah, and like I don't know about all of them, but I think at least in the first two, like Chris Tucker's phone rings, he's like, "No, you can't talk to Jackie Chan."
Do funny. You understand the words that's coming out of my mouth?
Yeah.
Okay.
The second one, they tried to reuse all the jokes, but they weren't funny the second time.
Yeah.
But if you watch Shanghai Nights, the one with Owen Wilson, the sequel to Shanghai Noon, that one they did a pretty good job of reusing the jokes, but they did it that it was actually funny.
Okay, I'm going to see if I can do this. This is my ringtone.
Ah. Worked for like 2 seconds.
Yeah, it does. It's Seventh Day Slumber, rocking out a Lincoln Brewster song.
Nice.
Okay, so we've pretty much destroyed the weekly nudism this week.
Yeah, that
he can never that do that topic. Bit again.
Of course, it's my job to keep you off topic, right?
Hey, that's kind of what we do. All right, now let's get to the featured story of the week, which today is April Fool's Day.
And it is?
It is. That's why they let me on the air broadcasting. It's
March 31st. We're a day early. April Fool's.
Yeah. Oh, we got a phone call. Let's see who this is.
Oh, yeah, phone calls. We got to do those first.
Hey, this is the ramen noodle, the real ramen noodle, that is. Hey, I want my show back. Give me my show back. I want it back. I want it back right now. You give me my show back or else I'll...
Oh, come on, man. This is our show.
Yeah. You can have it back when we're done with it.
Yeah. If there's anything left.
Yeah, probably everyone will never listen to it again after this, but that's okay, because...
Hey, when you've been to the top of the mountain, everything else is on its way down.
Yep. And you know it rolls downhill.
That's right. Wet ramen noodles.
That they do. They probably slither more than roll, but...
That would be a good science experiment. I'm going to have to get my daughter to do that one and see what it does. See if a wet ramen noodle will roll down the hill.
Nice. I know that wet ramen noodles will mold in a sink.
Oh, God.
That was disgusting. So I used to live with a roommate, and this other guy lived upstairs. We had a house, so he lived upstairs, and we lived downstairs. But we kind of all shared the house. And so my friend and I, we cleaned up everything. Like, the kitchen, you could have eaten off any surface. The ceiling, the floor, the sides of the cabinets. It was that clean. So we left for 2 weeks, go to Nicaragua. We come back, and there's, like, fruit flies, moldy ramen noodles in the sink. I almost committed murder, but I didn't.
Hey, I can barely hear you.
Oops. Can't hear me?
That's not that ramen noodle trying to hijack your phone microphone, is it?
Hey, get away. I beat him off.
Oh. All right.
He's not coming. Yeah. He's got a black belt, but it looks like he got it at the dollar store.
Oh.
That was too easy.
Yeah, well, let's hope he doesn't call back. Oh, we have another phone call here.
All right.
Give me back that filet-o-fish. Give me that fish. Give me back that filet-o-fish. this wall. If it were you in that sandwich, you wouldn't be laughing at all.
Oh, man. Click.
Who
what
is
did
that?
We say? All right.
Because, you know, we're not done with it, see? So, if I talk an intimidating mafia voice, you'll leave us alone.
Yeah, hopefully he'll leave us alone. So, getting back to our feature story, April Fool's. What is the best April Fool's prank you pulled on someone? Besides the hijacking their podcast, which is
besides
a pretty
that
clever, pretty clever April Fool's joke, if you ask me.
Probably it was the no trick trick. So what I did was, it was the end of April Fool's. My daughter's handing me some lunchboxes. And I was online talking to a friend of mine. I'll call him Bill because that's his name. And I told him, like, did you figure out the trick I did? And he's like, what trick? And I'm like, I'm not telling you. You just have to figure it out. So he kept trying to figure it out, and he could not figure it out. And I worked at McDonald's at the time. And you cannot have your filet fish back. So he decided he would give me a bunch of Skittles for me to tell him when he saw me in the drive-thru next, because he came through like every morning. So he came through, handed me a bag. There was a bunch of little bags of Skittles, like the fun size. I don't know why they're fun size, because more is more fun when it comes to sugar. Anyway, so he hands it to me, and I'm like, that wasn't a trick. And he was like, oh, you jerk.
Okay.
And they had Skittles.
Okay, so I was on, I found this website called AprilFoolZone.com. And these are the people who, they have some really clever ideas. I wish I would have thought of some of this stuff earlier today. The first one is, they call it clipped. And you make some copies of a paper clip, and then you put them in the paper tray of the copier. And then whenever someone goes to make copies, they see the paper clip up in the corner trying to figure out. And they try to keep trying to figure out where it is.
Oh, nice. So, like, on a clear piece of paper?
Yeah, yeah. You just make, you just put a paper clip on a piece of paper, and you make, like, 20, 30 copies, and then you put it in the copier tray. So whenever they copy something, it has the paper clip up in the corner.
Nice. I was thinking, you said like a sticker you put on the glass, but I see what you're saying.
Okay. Here's another cool one, is to take somebody's pens off of their desk and replace them with pens that have had their caps glued on.
Nice.
And here, this next one here is pretty clever. If you work in a cubicle, this prank is awesome. You take and you plug an extra mouse into one of your victim's spare USB ports. And then you snake the wire back into your cubicle. And then when the victim is working, you just give the spare mouse a little nudge, and they'll be working and they'll see the mouse.
Nice.
Pretty clever. I'm not smart enough to think of something like that.
Yeah, I read that one in a magazine. That one, though, if you can get a wireless mouse, or maybe like a trackball, if you can see their computer, like just before they click something, you can nudge it so they can't click what they're trying to click.
Oh, yeah. This one, another one that's one of my favorite, is to take a piece of Post-it note. If they have like an optical mouse, you take a Post-it note and you put it underneath the mouse.
Yeah, or electric tape works good.
Yeah, and when they try to move it, it's not, you know, the infrared isn't going to pick up the signal or whatever.
Nice. Magazine, I actually tried this one. I played on my dad. It wasn't April Fool's, but I took a screenshot of his desktop, And then I made that the background. Then I dragged off all the icons and put them in a folder off to the side. So he kept trying to click his icons, but nothing would happen. But the reason I put them in the folder was, you know, so he could put them back. Because Dad's like, if you move his icons, he really doesn't like it. But what he did is he figures that that folder was causing the problem, which makes no sense. So he deletes it. And then he deletes the recycle bin. So, like, all this work I did to make it easy to fix, he just destroyed. So, which made it worse. But I still think it's hilarious. So
this one is a classic. You sneak onto, it's like if they walk away and leave their computer unlocked, you change their default font color to white. And it's like they'll be typing away and they won't be able to figure that one out. Another one is if they're on Windows, I mean I'm a Mac guy, but if you go to Start, Settings, Control Panel, Mouse, Pointer Options, and then change the mouse pointer to the slowest speed that you can put it at. If they aren't there, they will never know. If they don't know that much about computers, they'll never be able to know how to, you know, why it's moving so slow.
Right. There's another one. This one, I don't know exactly how to do it. But there was a way. I don't know if you can still do this, because this was probably Windows 98 time when I heard about it. But you change their background to something, you know, they would hate. Or just, you know, not like you don't have to be necessarily mean. But then you could edit the registry. So the tab that lets you go to change the desktop wouldn't exist. So they couldn't change. Obviously, these days you can, like, you know, say use as background in your browser. But another one was you put a folder on their desktop that's something they would, like, be really interested in. Like, in the example, it was like Simpsons and Pi. But then you go to the command prompt. Yes, I like Pi. You go to the command prompt and you change it. And I don't remember how it was, but basically you would put this character that DOS would recognize, but not Windows. So every time you tried to open the folder, it would say, you know, cannot find folder. So you couldn't delete it or anything because it supposedly didn't exist, even though it was right there.
Here's another mouse one. You can change their mouse to a left-handed configuration if they're right-handed. But if they're left-handed already, you can change it to right-handed.
Yeah, that would be
Be annoying. Maybe we should sneak into the ramen noodles bat cave and do some of this stuff to his computers. He just has that. He has that brand new, fresh Windows 7 install. By the time he hears this, we could be long gone.
Yeah. Did he say a while back that there's no songs about Cincinnati? Somebody did on some podcast, and they failed to remember the song "The Cockroach That Ate Cincinnati." I just wanted to put that out there.
The cockroach ate Cincinnati.
Yeah, it's a song. It's about the scariest horror movie the singer had seen. It was "The Cockroach That Ate Cincinnati."
Wow, it's a real song. I did not know that.
Yeah,
I'll bet Jen over at Jen and Dave knew that though.
She might. I don't know if she listens to Dr. Demento, but that's where I heard it.
I don't know. Jen's pretty smart when it comes to music.
Yeah. I should put a bunch of those types of songs on a list and see if she gets them.
Yeah, I don't know. She's pretty smart. That would be a good idea, though.
Yeah. I tend to know, like, I hear a song on the radio, I'm like, I know that song. Then they start singing, like, no, I guess I know the Weird Al version.
Yeah. They don't sing it as good as Jen does, though.
That's true.
She's such a rock star. I don't hear the guard dog out there. I don't know if the guard dog's sleeping or what, but I imagine Ramen Noodle will be back soon.
Yeah, we should maybe get out of here.
Yeah. He is a black belt, you know.
I don't
I mean, you said it might be a dollar store black belt. I don't know.
Maybe, or maybe it wasn't really him. I don't know.
Maybe, but hold on a second. We got.
Might have just been my cat.
Could be. We have another phone call here.
Hey, this is the ramen noodle, the real ramen noodle, that is. Hey, I want my show back. Give me my show back. I want it back. I want it back right now. You give me my show back or else I'll...
Uh-oh. It sounds like he's angry.
Oh, dear.
We better get out of here. Yeah, that's the ramen noodle, ramennoodle.com/live, Mondays at 8. I am Charlie Hayes.
And what's your website?
CrossDrivenRadio.com.
CrossDrivenRadio.com. And my website is thespaceturtle.com, where you can get a copy of my brand new story.
Hey, and all you people in the chat room, you rock. And
oh, it's got up to like 1,000.
Yeah.
It's like 953.
That's sweet. I wonder what, with all those people in there, I wonder what the ramen noodle would do if everybody unsubscribed from his show for April Fool's
Day. That would be hilarious. You should do that, everybody in the chat room.
And then resubscribe on the second, of course.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to miss anything, because I actually like the show, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't want to get a karate chop upside the head.
That, too.
Yeah. All right. Space Turtle, thanks for stopping by.
All right, mac and cheese.
Helping out in this hijinks.
All right. Have a good one.
We'll see you later. Godspeed.
Lonely. I am so lonely. I have nobody for my own.
That was cool.
That's all, folks.